Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, calling us to put our plans in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. Here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today with my friend Arlita Winston. As you've heard me say, Arlita is a wonderful mother. She's also a wonderful grandmother now of 8 children. And my sister-in-law, Lovelace, and I sometimes say that Arlita is the perfect mother, and I'm sure she must be the perfect grandmother. Now, she would deny this, and she's looking aghast at me here in the studio. But one of the obvious secrets of the stability that I've seen in Arlita and her husband, Joe Winston, clearly comes from the kind of parents that you had. And we're talking to a great many young parents today, and I think your testimony, Arlita, will be a real help to them to see how powerfully their own trust in God creates a climate of a Christian home. Our children learn far more by what we are than by what we say. I'm sure your parents taught you many things by precept, but they taught you far more by example. And in our last talk, we got onto the subject of your mother's dying of cancer. When you went to visit your mother again and again from the East Coast to Colorado, where she was living, you were going to tell us some of the ways in which you spent time. You mentioned just doing little jobs, writing letters or cleaning out a drawer. And you also said that you spent a lot of time singing. Now, a lot of our listeners would have a hard time imagining that a mother who's dying of cancer and her daughter could sing together. Why did you sing?
Well, we had grown up singing. We had a little auto harp. I had one simply because my grandfather had had one. And he had taught us as little children how to play this little auto harp. And we could sing everything from Bill Grogan's Goat or Clickety Clack, A Lunk, A Lunk, The Train Is Coming, A Chunk, A Chunk, to Baby's Boat's A Silver Moon, to How Firm a Foundation, And Can It Be, Jesus Loves Me. We sang everything, lullabies and great hymns of the faith.
Accompanied by the auto harp.
With this little auto harp, or Dad at the piano. All of us played somewhat at the piano, but I felt very comfortable with this little auto harp that my grandfather had taught me how to play. And my mother had an auto harp, too. And there were many a times that I would strum that auto harp and we would sing the treasured songs that she had taught me as a child. In fact, these songs go back way. I was thinking the other day how when Dad returned from China on his first visit, the present that we children gave to Dad was having memorized all 5 verses of And Can It Be? And we let him to know that we had memorized this great hymn of the faith when I was a little child.
A wonderful present.
And another hymn that has meant a great deal to our family, probably one of the greatest hymns in my own life, How Firm a Foundation. And I have to interject here after that introduction of how perfect I was, that it was this hymn, How Firm a Foundation, that held me steady during a time when I was in great rebellion against God and when I was anything but perfect. It was the songs that my mother and father had taught me as a little girl and in growing up, songs that were filled with the faith in my Lord, filled with the doctrines of the Scriptures, filled with the character of the God that I served and loved and whom I had left, that helped bring me back to Him.
That was one of the great hymns of my childhood, too, in our family prayers. So I hope that some of the younger parents that are listening will be encouraged to teach their children to sing. So your mother was dying of cancer, and you the two of you sang, playing your auto harps, or
what? We did that, and Andrea joined us, my sister, and then I have 4 brothers, And at different times, they were there. And of course, Dad, many a times, even during the night, we would sing these hymns because there's only so long you can look at one another in a room with somebody dying and not say something. How much better to be able to declare the goodness of God. And I believe it's part of the warfare, too, against the powers of darkness that want to undo us with their fears. And these hymns filled us with strength and confidence in who our God was. And this one particular one, How Firm a Foundation, I'd love to read it. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you that for refuge to Jesus have fled? Fear not, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of woe shall not thee overflow, for I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that to Jesus hath fled for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell shall endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake.
Tremendous, absolutely tremendous hymn. And those two stanzas about going through the deep water and through the fire, they're taken straight out of Isaiah 43, aren't they? The two verses that sustained me when I learned that my husband Jim was missing.
And these were the verses that held my own parents steady when I was very far from the Lord. And they encouraged them to believe that God was able to deliver me out of the powers of the enemy.
There must be parents listening to us today whose children are far from the Lord, parents who are in the same kind of agony that your parents were. Do you have anything else you'd want to say to them?
God is able.
He did it for you, didn't he?
That's right. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Now, you've told us just a tiny bit about your life in Sumatra when your parents were missionaries. And then you told about having to flee through the jungle, your dear parents with six children, four of them not their own, the children of her brother, your mother's brother, who had lost their mother. Then a trip across the ocean by boat during World War II when there were bombs and mines and all sorts of dangers. Didn't you also live in Shanghai, Arlita?
Yes. In 1948, we sailed to Shanghai. Dad had been there earlier with Bob Pierce. They had gone and had meetings all throughout China, tremendous revivals, a tremendous moving of God in the hearts of the Chinese before that bamboo curtain fell when the communists came in 1948. Just as the papers were screaming that Shanghai was falling to the communists, that's when Dad had us all pack up and sail to Shanghai to join him. He felt that he must be there before the lights all go out. He was preaching in a stadium one night, and just at the time of the altered call, all the lights went out. And the horror of that filled him, the thought, what if all the lights in China go out before they hear the good news? And so this was an added impetus. Dad and Mother wanted to get there to give the good news to the Chinese before there was no other way to get in. So we sailed in 1948.
I just couldn't believe your father, what was it, a cable or a telegram or what, that he sent to your mother and said, pack up the children and get on
such
and such a boat.
sell everything.
And buy for 3 years, for 3 years. So your mother had to pack for six children.
Actually five, because number children. Six hadn't been born yet.
Five children, all the clothes they were going to need for 3 years, growing children. Can you mothers mm-hmm. imagine that? And get all of you on a boat and go to China just on the verge
of war.
Of war. I mean, what kind of a father would expect this of his wife?
Well, Mother says that there was a time when the Lord spoke to her and said, now, you don't need to go, but if you're going to go, you must go now, and I will be with you. And I think the urge of bringing that good news was so strong, it was far stronger than any fear that could overwhelm them. Now, later on, when the communists were just about to take over the city, and everything was in an uproar in the city, I remember a great typhoon hit. I think there was 4 feet of water in the streets, and the children were going up and down in these big metal laundry tubs, sailing up and down the streets, and we wanted in the worst way to get out there and sail down the streets with the other Chinese children, and of course Mother and Dad didn't let us because of the fallen wires. But I can remember Mother standing at the door in the height of that storm, and she just exulted in the fact that this storm was caused by her God and that the communists could not do one thing about it, but that her God was in charge of all of this storm. And I've loved storms ever since.
Your mother exhibited what I would call an exuberant faith. And it's rubbed off on you. I don't know the rest of your family, but it's just a ringing testimony to the fact that our God is able. I know you've got lots more very exciting stories to tell, but the great thing is that they're all linked to principles, foundational principles of the spiritual life, which I think are applicable to all of our listeners. So we're going to have to stop with that. Thank you, Arlita Winston, for being my guest today.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.